Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
Dr. Alyssa Goodman is a native New Yorker who earned her PhD in physics from Harvard University and has over 80 publications. Goodman is a devoted follower of the stars, but instead of celebrity watching, Goodman keeps close track of more celestial bodies. In her capacity as professor of astronomy at Harvard University, Goodman teaches her students about the origins and life cycle of the planets and stars. And as principal investigator of the Coordinated Molecular Probe Line Extinction Thermal Emission Survey of Star-Forming Regions, or COMPLETE, she has led the team responsible for mapping three very large star-forming areas in our own galaxy. Goodman's work at Harvard's Initiative in Innovative Computing, or IIC, which he founded as its first director, is also uncovering new ways to visualize and analyze the tremendous data volumes created by surveys like COMPLETE. In her part of the universe, Goodman is truly a star. As a scientific researcher, Goodman's biggest challenge is to interpret her data, which begins by trying to view it clearly. Along with the IIC, she is helping to develop software tools and techniques that will facilitate discoveries in a project called Astronomical Medicine. The goal of Astronomical Medicine is to increase the understanding of complex data in two unrelated fields, astronomy and medical imaging, using a broad-based approach to data exploration and analysis. Though these areas of science are vastly different, both utilize sophisticated visualization and segmentation technologies for discovery. For example, an astronomer might chart a new star by analyzing data collected via high-powered telescopes, while an oncologist may sift through scores of MRI scans to identify an incipient tumor. Goodman hopes the techniques defined by the Astronomical Medicine Project can be leveraged across all areas of research. Goodman notes, "The computer revolution has made it necessary and common to have enormous volumes of data that go far beyond what people can look at and digest easily. Scientists need new, clever ways of looking at data, and not necessarily on a supercomputer. The idea is to bring tools to the desktop so users can interact with their data." A self-described multitasker, Goodman exemplifies the need to move seamlessly between and manage a large number of projects and their associated data on a single personal computer. Among many other things, her MacBook Pro with Boot Camp supports her use of Windows-based scientific applications, such as Microsoft Research's Worldwide Telescope, and allows her to view and work with data created in Unix. On any given day, Goodman will run the Microsoft Vista operating system on her Mac so she can use the Worldwide Telescope application. In teaching, she uses PowerPoint for her older presentation material and Keynote for newer content. Also, her computer's multi-screen option enables her to view the slides on one screen and her email on a second one. Goodman explains, "I'm usually living several lives at once." Though the goals of Goodman's projects are often related to astronomical studies, the implications of her research are far-reaching. From creating a wiring diagram of a mammalian brain to collecting and viewing data from genetic and neuroinformatic studies, conducting statistical analyses of time series, and developing more efficient medical imaging systems, Goodman and her colleagues at the IIC hope to devise methods and models that will streamline the discovery process for all scientists. Goodman muses, "When someone said it was possible to sequence the whole human genome, people were saying, 'Are you crazy?' While what we do isn't nearly as dramatic as sequencing a human genome, it's the same kind of thing. Technology, such as 3D imaging tools that help us learn about physics, temperature, and radiation profiles, and the hardware that makes them run, has taken this challenge that on the surface appears absolutely ridiculous, but made it quite possible."
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.